We need to do that research. But now, are women being told when they go, when they're diagnosed with breast cancer, are they told, okay, here are your options, what would you like to do? Or they just, usually the doctor says, here's what we're going to do, and they kind of take over and make all the decisions for the patient?
Well, of course, it depends upon the interaction. It depends upon the patient, and it depends upon, usually it's the surgeon who is dealing with the patient initially after the diagnosis. And most patients these days, and in some states it's actually mandatory for patients to be told that they have a choice between having the breast removed and having the lump removed with radiation following the removal of the lump. Even at that stage, there are problems in terms of what women are being told. For example, the chance that a woman will wind up with a mastectomy, the removal of the breast, is much, much greater in certain parts of the United States, let's say Kentucky, versus other parts of the United States.
Why is it?
New England. Well, the belief that we all have, those of us who are looking at these numbers, is that it's not because the women are different. It's not because they, given the same information, would make radically different choices. In some cases, it's because women in rural areas don't have good access to the radiation, and so therefore they're more likely to choose a mastectomy because they can't travel to the radiation machine five times a week for mm-hmm. 5 or 6 weeks. But for the most part, we think it's because the surgeons are giving the women different information. That in New England, women are being told these two therapies are absolutely identical in terms of the outcome, and that in other parts of the country, some surgeons are still leaning in the direction of, well, if you were my wife, then, you know, why don't you just get it removed now, and then you won't have to worry about it, which is misinformation. In other words, it's implying that more surgery is better than less surgery, and there is endless evidence to show that that's not so.
So does this usually result from doctors not doing good research and not keeping up with what is current research, or is it just a bias? They simply have a bias.
Well, of course, they don't need to do the research themselves. They just need to read it. But I think by now, most surgeons have read this information. They have been told about it, and I think that it probably is just a bias. In fact, it's the same bias that existed years ago when the research suggested that the removal of the breast was identical to having a radical mastectomy, where a great deal more was removed.
Mm-hmm.
And it took many years for American surgeons to acknowledge that the science said that what they were doing is wrong. And that's still happening to some extent. Well, even in a place that is enlightened enough for the average surgeon to tell the woman you have a choice between having the breast removed and having a lump removed followed up by radiation, what very few women are told is that the purpose of the radiation is not to save their life, and that women who have the radiation following a lumpectomy have no better chance of survival than women who have a lumpectomy without the radiation. And this is something that does not make common sense and is very clear in the scientific literature, but is still not accepted by most medical doctors.
So
it's not to say that the radiation doesn't have a purpose. It does. Mm-hmm. It serves an important function in reducing the chances that the cancer will come back in that breast. But surprisingly, whether or not the cancer comes back in that breast does not determine who lives and who dies. And so women who have the radiation are, for the most part, protected from the cancer coming back in the breast, but their chances of being alive 10 or 20 years later are no better.
Hmm.
Very few women are given that information in a clear way. At least from my experience with the patients that I see, most of them are not given that information in a very straightforward manner, although sometimes it's implied.
So the women who